On that topic of immigration, here's President Trump last night.
We want all Americans to succeed, but that can't happen in an environment of lawless chaos. We must restore integrity and the rule of law at our borders.
The president also said construction of his promised border wall will begin soon. And our next guest says that wall could have some unintended consequences. Ana Raquel Minyan teaches history and comparative studies in race and ethnicity at Stanford University. And professor, before we get to the wall, the president told some TV reporters before his speech that he'd be open to giving legal status to some immigrants in the country illegally. This would be a big policy shift. What did you think when you heard about it?
You know, I was extremely excited. I've conducted hundreds of interviews with undocumented immigrants, many of those who ultimately legalized their status. People who had legalized their status were able to buy houses. People were able to move around without fear. Beforehand, they knew that they could be deported and refused to make big investments in the United States. Providing people with legal status allowed them to bring them into society. So I very much applauded Trump's suggestion that he might move in this path as well.
Well, he talked about possibly having a merit-based immigration system in his speech, but he was short on specifics. What do you make of his immigration remarks in the speech about a merit-based system?
You know, the idea that immigrants are only worth for their merit, I find a little bit complicated. I live here in the Bay Area with Google nearby. And there are many immigrants who come to work in places like Google. But for Google to function, they also provide food to these high service workers. They also, you know, tend to the gardens. And that work is equally important. So I just wish that in this idea of merit, we come to understand many sorts of works as being meritorious.
It hasn't been acknowledged by the president or his staff, but you write that since 2008, more Mexicans have been leaving the U.S. than coming in. And you write in the Atlantic magazine that building a wall could deter those from Mexico who are thinking about leaving. Can you explain?
You know, with the 2008 recession, many Mexicans decided to go back home. It was no longer in their interest to stay in the United States. Not only that, Mexico's population rate has gone down since the 1970s. That means that many fewer Mexicans are available to come to the United States. Now, what would a wall do? If we make it extremely hard for Mexicans to return to Mexico and then to come back to the United States, many will think twice about going back home. And this happened in 1986. One of the measures that President Reagan introduced was fortifying the U.S.-Mexico border. Before 1986, Mexicans used to engage in what we know as circular migration. Mexicans would come for short periods of time and then return to Mexico. 86% of all of those who came to the United States before 1986 eventually returned to Mexico. Now, after the border became much more fortified, Mexicans knew that if they left the United States and went back to Mexico, they would not be able to come back to the United States. So they simply settled in the United States.
And that could happen again, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Right now, we have a population of immigrants that is already leaving the country. A wall might make them think twice about doing so.
Ana Raquel Minyan is an assistant professor in history and comparative studies in race and ethnicity at Stanford University. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.